妹们主日平安。今天是很特别的日子，因为我们的救主耶稣基督复活了。哈利路亚。
Dear brothers and sisters, good morning to you. This is a very special morning because our Lord is risen. Hallelujah and amen.
好不好？我们弟兄姊妹一同起立，我们来恭读圣经主的话语。
Let's stand and let us in reverence proclaim God's word.
我们先读中文，再读英文。
We'll first read it in Chinese and then in English.
哥林多前书十五章十二到十九节，既传基督是从死里复活了，怎么在你们中间有人说没有死人复活的事呢？若没有死人复活的事，基督也就没有复活了。若基督没有复活，我们所传的便是枉然，你们所信的也是枉然，并且明显我们是为神枉作见证的，因我们见证神是叫基督复活了。若死人真不复活，神也就没有叫基督复活了，因为死人若不复活，基督也就没有复活了。基督若没有复活，你们的信便是徒然，你们仍在罪里，就是在基督里睡了的人也灭亡了。我们若靠基督，只在今生有指望，就算比众人更可怜。 Now let's read in English. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 12 through 19. Now if Christ is preached that he has been raised from the dead, how do some among you say that there is no resurrection of the dead? But there is no resurrection of the dead, then Christ is not risen. And if Christ is not risen, then our preaching is empty, and your faith is also empty. Yes, and we are found false witnesses of God, because we have testified of God that he raised up Christ, whom he did not raise up. If in fact the dead does not rise, for if the dead do not rise, then Christ is not risen. And if Christ is not risen, your faith is futile. You are still in your sins. Then also those who have fallen asleep in Christ have perished. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are all men the most pitiable. Please be seated.
大家请坐。
愿神祝福恭读他话语的人。
May the Lord bless those who proclaim His word.
若没有死人复活。
If there is no resurrection of the dead.
在过去的这一年当中。
Over this past year.
我们知道一场史无前例的大瘟疫席卷全球。
We see an unprecedented pandemic.
我们说史无前例，因为在人类历史上从来没有过这样一场的瘟疫，是无一人敢说自己能够幸免。
We say it is unprecedented because this pandemic is one that in the history of mankind, is one that no one would think, oh, this pandemic is not going to touch me.
在产业革命以来，在上个世纪的西班牙大流感。
Indeed, we do have the Spanish flu.
影响到这个世界上相当广阔的区域。
It has of great global impact.
在当时是史无前例的。
So at that time, it was unprecedented.
但是毕竟还是在世界上有一些国家、有一些的地方能够幸免。
And yet, at the same time, there were countries that avoided this particular plague.
我们知道这次的新冠疫情。
We know that with COVID-19.
从武汉开始。
Starting with Wuhan,
一直到北极南极
all the way now to the North and South Poles,
全球的人来遵守居家令
we have a global observance of a quarantine.
根据统计
according to some statistics,
虽然这个统计的数字可能有所争议
even if some of the numbers are controversial,
但是我们知道有许多的人成千上万的人特别是老人家
We do know that the numbers are in the millions and especially of the elderly.
他们因着新冠疫情失去生命。
because of COVID-19, they've lost their lives.
我们这些还活着的人。
And for us who are still living,
说得严重一点。
To say it in a more serious manner,
也好像是从鬼门关的门口走了一道一样。
It's as if we are still walking through this gate of hell.
尤其是在去年在武汉刚刚开始爆发的时候，大家还记得去年的春节。
Especially if we recall back to the Spring Festival, in Wuhan.
那时候人人自危。
At that time, we know that there was, everyone was in a perilous situation.
我们在海外不断的去关注在国内那些数字，特别是湖北，特别是武汉的数字。
For some of us who are overseas, we are very, focused on checking the numbers in areas such as Hubei.
我们教会也有很多弟兄姊妹，大家在热心的往国内捐口罩、捐这些的物资等等。
And there are many brothers and sisters in the church who were consistently giving or sending back masks and other resources.
后来突然一下子，这场瘟疫席卷全球，来到了我们的身边。
And in the blink of an eye, this pandemic swept the world and has arrived at our doorstep.
大家都吓坏了，因为那时候在海外没有口罩。
And so for us, now we're very concerned because we're the ones who are deficient in terms of our mask.
不但是酒精这些东西买不到，大家还记得连卫生纸都买不到。
If we recall, it's not just that we can't get alcohol sanitizers, but even toilet paper, something as generic as toilet paper.
我记得那时候教会里面有一位弟兄在领会的时候说，以前我们都是从电视新闻上看到商场的货架整排整排的空掉，居然就发生在我们的身边。
I remember there was a brother who was, when he was leading the service, saying, well, to see that the shelves were cleaned out used to be just something we witnessed on the TV, and now it has become real life for us.
但是现在随着我们对新冠疫情的了解更多，医疗的这个手段也更好啊，同时一些人也开始打了疫苗。
But now with our further understanding, of this particular virus, with the improvements in our medical resources, as well as even people starting to get vaccinated.
当然，从我们教会的讲台，我们啊在这件事情上面，我们不特别的去做鼓励，因为我们知道这目前还是没有经过啊正式批准的，是 emergency use。关于 vaccination。
Although this is not officially endorsed from the pulpit, because it is, the vaccination is for, emergency use, it is, not something that is official.
但是我们现在看到，慢慢的大家好像也能够 live with COVID.
But we start to see that it seems as if we are now learning how to, live with COVID 与新冠存活。
我们也知道我们的生活还要继续。
We know that our lives need to carry on.
所以想一想，好像我们每个人真是从这个鬼门关走了一道一样。
And so it does seem as if we've taken a trip to hell, and now we're slowly returning back.
我们好感谢神，在上个礼拜五晚上，我们一同来纪念受难日。
We're thankful that we could come together to remember the night that the Lord suffered.
纪念主耶稣在十字架上为我们流血的舍身。
To remember that Jesus did die for us on the cross, and His body was broken.
那还有一个细节，就是上个礼拜五晚上是我们教会从疫情以来聚会人数最多的一次。
And something to note is also just the past Friday, in terms of attendance, is the highest since the pandemic broke out.
那更感谢神的是，今天复活节的主日。
All the more we give thanks, on this morning of the Lord's, coming from resurrection.
又是从疫情以来，我们教会聚会人数最多更多的一次。
Again, once again, we've hit a peak in terms of our attendance numbers, since the pandemic.
感谢神，大家回到教会里面。
We praise the Lord that we are starting to return.
我们一同在现场来敬拜，当然也感谢神，还有一些弟兄姊妹在网络上，我们一起同心的敬拜。
That we can come in person, and at the same time, we also praise God that we could also meet together online to worship.
好像我们的教会也慢慢的活了过来，阿门。
That there is somewhat of a coming alive for our church. Amen.
弟兄姊妹，我们传讲的信息 是一个带着希望的信息。
Dear brothers and sisters, the message that we proclaim is one that carries hope.
因为福音是叫做 good news, 好消息。
Because the gospel is good news.
现在我们进入到春天，我们最近在讲台上一直说，生机复苏，万物复始。
That we could, now that we are entering into springtime, we could say that the work of God is reviving and that the world of creation is also coming back.
所以我们常常用这些图案，用兔子，用复活节的彩蛋啊，来象征这个复活节 Easter.
And so we do use images such as the bunny or, the Easter eggs to signify the coming alive of Christ.
这个 bunny 这个小兔子啊，生命力非常的强。
We see that with the bunny, it has such, richness of life.
而这个彩蛋，这个蛋，它是象征了一个新的新的生命的一个孕育。
And as well as the eggs, they represent the coming about of a new life.
但是所有这些的象征
，yet with all these symbols,
都不如一个空坟墓来象征耶稣基督的复活更恰当。
They are of no match when it comes to meaning, of the empty tomb.
在马可福音十六章第六节
，In Mark chapter 16 verse 6，
天使向门徒显现。
We know that the angels appear to the disciples。
你们所找的那个钉十字架的拿撒勒人基督
，The Nazarene that you're looking for, the one who's been crucified, the Jesus，
他已经复活了。
He is risen。
他不在这里。
He's not here。
在我们的人生当中
，In our lives。
可能很多次我们好像要走到尽头。
Oftentimes it seems as if we are at the edge or the precipice of our lives.
一片的黑暗。
It seems darkness and shrouds.
没有盼望。
That there's no hope.
没有平安。
That there's no peace.
弟兄姊妹有一次真的在祷告会的时候，这个疫情刚开始的时候，有一位姊妹来祷告，我印象好深，她从头哭到尾。
Again, I recall back at the start of the pandemic during a prayer meeting.We had a sister who joined us in prayer, and from the beginning to the end of the prayer meeting, she was in tears.
是在 Zoom 上面的祷告。
This was a prayer meeting over Zoom.
隔着那条细细的网线，我好像就能感觉到她在那里一边哭，一边祷告，一边发抖。
Although we were separated by this thin wire, but at the same time, I could feel her the trembling and the depth of her weeping.
但现在一年以后。可能我们虽然还在字幕上面，我们的祷告可能不会那样的充满恐惧。
A year later, even though we're still praying over Zoom, perhaps our prayers are not, it's not so, permeated with fear.
但是我们在人生当中，这里或那里，这人或那人，这时或那时，我们总还是常常会遇到这样的绝望，这样好像一片黑暗的情形。
But with our lives, whether it's this place, that person, this time, that time, there are times where we'll still encounter such despair.
刚才在晨祷会的时候
during our morning prayer earlier,
我们弟兄祷告提到
one of our brothers prayed this.
今天早上看新闻
on one of the headlines for the news this morning,
说现在美国去教会的人越来越少。
Is that there is a decrease in terms of attendance for American churches.
还包括那些去那些异端邪说的那些教会的都算上。
And that's including, churches that are in fact heretic.
固定常常去的是 27% 是吧47%。
Right now, regular attendance is, with the statistics is at 47%.
那和我看到那个一样是说低于了 50%。
So it's generally less than 50%.
我刚才听后还以为是弟兄结束呢，但是47%已经是低了。
So at that time I was wondering, wow, well, that's low, and 47% is low.
因为这个数字还应该还不是说固定去，就是说大概是有信仰，有的时候去的。因为以前我就看到过，就是固定常常去的 devoted， 那个时候多年以前就是40%。
Many years ago, by statistics, those who are devoted, their attendance is around 40%.
但现在最新的就是说，表明自己有信仰的已经是低于一半了。
But right now, these could also refer to people with sporadic attendance, and that is 47%, which is half the population.
我想弟兄姊妹， 都能够同意都承认，在今天在美国的这个社会当中，做一个真正的笃信圣经的基督徒越来越不容易。
We do acknowledge that it is more and more difficult for any Christian who profess a staunch faith in the Bible, it's more and more difficult to be such a Christian.
现在在这个国家当中，社会当中，整体的一种文化是一个抵挡神的文化。
Within this nation, within the society, just as a culture at large, it is one that is resistant to God.
我们有时候心中想想，真的是难过。
The times when, if we ponder about such a situation, there is sorrow in our hearts.
当年我们来美国的时候，我没有希望美国是这个样子啊，会变成今天这个样子。
When we had first arrived in the U.S., we've never anticipated that many years down the road, the U.S. is going to become what it is now.
但是弟兄姊妹们，让我们不要失去盼望。
But dear brothers and sisters, let's not lose hope.
为大家讲一个故事。
I'll give you a story.
是1930年发生在苏联基辅，是今天的 Ukraine 乌克兰。
So this is a story that occurred in 1930 when the USSR was still around, and this was in Kiev, which is in present-day Ukraine.
但是有一个人叫做布哈林。
There's a person called Bravin.
他是这里有啊，他是苏共政治局委员。
He's a powerful man in the governance, Bakhrain.
他是真理报的主编。
That he is an editor of one of their newsletters.
他是一个坚定的布尔什维克。
He's a very staunch believer in the Bolshevik revolution.
然后1930年的时候呢，他就到这个基辅，乌克兰的基辅，今天我们知道乌克兰也要为那边的局势祷告。
And so, 1930, he traveled to Kiev, which is present-day Ukraine, which is a country that we also need to pray for.
像一大堆的工厂的工人向他们演讲。
That he was giving a speech to a crowd of factory workers.
给他们讲无神论。
That he was teaching them atheism.
然后他就不断的来攻击，来侮辱这个有对神的这样的信仰。
So time and time again, he hurled insults, arguments, and proof against God, and he was just insulting this Christian belief.
然后他讲演讲的结束的时候，那整个所有的这些的听众全都已经被吓得目瞪口呆。
So at the end of the speech, this all the whole audience were in fear and they were in silence.
然后讲到最后的时候，这布哈林他就非常的得意。
So at the end, Bakhrain was very proud of what he has done.
其实这个人我们知道也很可怜，后来大家知道晓得他的结局，我们这里不说。
And this, although he did meet a quite sad end, which we should all know, so I'm not going to mention much now.
那么现在他就问大家了，说你们现在还有没有什么问题？
So he asked the crowd, "What do you have any more questions?"
然后所有人都不敢看他，这才都低着头。
So there was no one who dared to look him in the eye. Everyone had their heads bowed.
这时候，一个老人家慢慢的向讲台走去。
Yet very slowly, there was an old man who stood up and began to shuffle towards the platform.
他一步一步的走上这个讲台。
Step by step, he began to walk towards the pulpit.
看着这些的听众。
He looked at the audience.
然后他就把他的胳膊举起来。
He raised his arms.
然后他就大声地喊了一句，在苏联东正教当中，他们常常讲的一句话。
So he cried out a statement that the Eastern Orthodox Church all proclaimed.
Christ is risen. 基督复活了。
Christ is risen.
在这时候，突然这些安静行动、不敢讲话的行动一下爆发出来，大家就大声地回应。He is risen indeed.
So all of a sudden, this crowd en masse leapt to their feet, and they had voices that rolled like thunder that shouted, "He is risen indeed."
布哈林的结局非常的悲惨。
Bakhrain had a very pitiful end.
但是今天基督还活在他儿女们的心中。
In contrast, Christ continues to live in the hearts of his sons and daughters.
基督今天仍然在父宝座的右边为我们代求。
That he is interceding for the children of God on the right hand of God.
他胜过罪恶，胜过死亡。
That his triumph over evil, his triumph over death.
胜过撒旦的权势，胜过黑暗。
That his triumph over Satan's power.
弟兄姊妹们，当我们觉得好像黑暗笼罩的时候。
Brothers and sisters, just as we think that we're enveloped by darkness.
当我们看到美国这样一个曾经以基督教信仰立国的国家，现在无神论甚嚣尘上的时候。
As we look at this moment where it seems atheism has the upper hand, even though this country was established on Christian principles.
那些共产主义的思想，那些取消的文化甚嚣尘上的时候。
Even as we see the rise in terms of socialist thinking or the rise of cancel culture,
甚至在基督教当中，有些人好像要重新的去来解释圣经，把圣经用阶级斗争、用种族斗争去解释来扭曲的时候。
Or we see that there will be groups that seemingly try to twist the words of the Bible or try to use the lens of racial tension to try to revise what it says in the Bible.
但是弟兄姊妹们，我们的主仍然在掌权，他仍然做宝座。
But dear brothers and sisters, let us remember that Christ indeed is still of power and authority. He is still enthroned.
因为他复活了。
Because he is risen.
好不好？我们一起试一试。
Let's try this.
像当年这样啊，我来说 Christ is risen， 然后大家就来回答 He is risen indeed， 好吗？
Reenact what happened in 1930. I will say Christ is risen, and we will respond with He is risen indeed.
好，一二三，我们来哈。Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Amen.
Amen.
复活是我们基督徒信仰的基础。
Resurrection is the foundation of our Christian faith.
哥林多前书的十五章非常的重要。
First Corinthians chapter 15 is a prime passage.
这段经文重要的地方在于，从哥林多前书十五章第一节开始，这是我们教会历史上第一份真正的所谓叫信仰告白。
If we start looking at verse 1 of chapter 15, we could see that this is a first recorded version of what we would call the creed of the church.
我们教会有我们教会的信仰告白。
Indeed, we have our statements of faith for CCNC.
教会历史上有尼西亚信经，有使徒信经，有其他的信经。
And in terms of creed, there's the Nicene Creed, there's the Apostles' Creed.
但这些都是后来的人写的。
But these would be summaries or written by men.
在圣经当中所记载的。
But what is recorded in the Bible?
到底我们所信的是什么？
What is it that we believe?
到底我们所传的福音是什么？
What is the gospel that we preach?
就在这个地方。
We see it in 1 Corinthians 15.
不是我们常常说约翰福音三章十六节。
Indeed, we do refer back to John 3:16.
这是面对慕道的朋友、福音的朋友，我们常常用的一节经文。
It is a verse that we use frequently when we are interacting with seeker friends or unbelievers.
但是当教会面对这个罪恶掌权的世界来大声宣告的时候。
But what is the church to proclaim against a world that is governed by evil?
面对那些异端邪说的时候，
What are we to say when we face cults and heretics?
面对那些离经叛道、似是而非、在带人走偏的那些的教义信仰的时候，
What are we to say to people who are preaching pseudo truth or leading people away from the way?
最关键、最关键的，首先使徒们在这里宣告。
What is critical has been explained in this chapter.
1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 1.
1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 1.
弟兄们，我如今把先前所传给你们的福音告诉你们知道，这福音你们也领受了，又靠着站立得住，并且你们若不是突然相信，能以持守我所传给你们的，就必因这福音得救。我当日所领受又传给你们的，第一就是基督照圣经所说为我们的罪死了，而且埋葬了，又照圣经所说第三天复活了，并且显给西法看，然后显给十二使徒看，后来一时显给五百多弟兄看， 其中一大半到如今还在，却也有已经睡了的。
Chapter 15, verses 1 to 6. Now, brothers, I want to remind you of the gospel I preached to you, which you received and on which you have taken your stand. By this gospel you are saved, if you hold firmly to the word I preached to you, otherwise you have believed in vain. For what I received I passed on to you as of first importance, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day according to the Scriptures,and that he appeared to Peter, and then to the 12. After that, he appeared to more than 500 of the brothers at the same time, most of whom are still living, though some have fallen asleep.
后面使徒保罗还继续讲，显给这个使徒，显给的时候知道也显给我看。
Apostle Paul would further explain that Jesus also showed himself to other apostles, including Paul himself.
在这样一份信仰告白当中，着重讲了一件事情，大家有没有注意到？就是基督的复活。
So in this creed, our creedal statement, if we take notice, we'll see that the focus is on the resurrection of Christ.
用今天世人的眼光来看。
In the eyes of humans today.
从一个客观的角度，比如说，如果要是我不信耶稣的话。
From a objective point of view, if I do not believe in Christ,
我就会跟使徒保罗说了。
Sorry, from a subjective point of view, we'll say to Apostle Paul,
保罗啊，把这个关于复活的事情呢淡化一点。
Dilute this part on the resurrection of Christ.
不要太过强调。
You don't have to emphasize on it so much.
顶多就稍微轻描淡写的提一提就可以了。
Maybe you could just superficially mention it and have it pass.
为什么呢？因为这个东西呢，对这个理性上面是很难通过的。
Because this is something that jars against our rationality.
这个是传福音的时候的一个拦阻。
This is a hindrance to us preaching the gospel.
你如果要是讲点人喜欢听的，也许来信主的人还更多一点，对不对啊？
Perhaps if you say something that people are willing to listen, then more might come to know God.
你跟你讲死人复活，谁见过死人复活呢？
But if you're talking about the dead coming back to life, who has seen that?
那这个使徒保罗呢，似乎好像是听进去了，像我这样的人跟他讲的。
Yet Apostle Paul seems to have heard some of these suggestions or opinions for someone like me.
然后在这个格林多前书十五章最后后面再继续讲啊，一直在讲关于这个复活的事情。
And so in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, there is a consistent expounding on the resurrection.
所以今天我们就看了这个，如果到底没有死人复活，会怎么样？
So if we see today, what if there is no coming to life of the dead?
首先，第一个，如果没有死人复活，很简单，基督也就没有复活嘛。
We see that if there is no resurrection of the dead, then by logic or by reasoning, Christ is also not risen.
如果基督没有复活的话，那我们所信的一切全都是枉然。
And if Christ is not risen, then all that we have believed in is in vain.
大家可能听过有一个讲法。
So perhaps you've heard of such a saying.
在那个笃信佛教的国家或者社会里面。
That in a society that is predominantly Buddhistic.
那么他们呢常常去敬拜那个舍利子。
They will go and worship the sacred beast.
就是这个佛祖他被火化以后然后留下来的那个骨灰结的那个珠子。
And that would be the beats that come about from the cremation of their abbot.
那如果要是舍利所舍利到了一个地方，哇，这个城市就倾城出动，然后去迎接。
And wherever this these sacred beats arrive, there will be crowds, and essentially the city would empty out to go pay reverence.
有一次有一个宣教士看到这个场面。
There was a missionary who witnessed the scene.
他就很感慨。
He was in a way exasperated.
他说如果要是在我们基督教信仰当中，如果要是我们哪怕找到耶稣的一小片骨头。
He was thinking, well, perhaps if we could find even this little crumb of Jesus' bone.
那整个我们的信仰就完全坍塌了。
Then, wow, our faith would have collapsed.
因为证明耶稣没有复活嘛。
Because that would have meant that Jesus is not alive.
但是刚才我们给大家看到，这叫空坟墓。
But earlier, as we understand or have seen, that the tomb is empty.
而且耶稣基督的坟墓空了这件事情，不单是我们相信啊，很多的这个学者，不管是他是基督教的学者，或者是抵挡基督教的学者，他们至少都赞同一件事情：当时耶稣的坟墓真的空了。
And when it comes to the tomb running on empty, whether it is Christians or non-Christian scholars, there's one agreement, and that is the tomb indeed was empty.
这一位的学者格德鲁德曼。
This particular scholar, Gert Littlemann,
那他是一个无神论者。
He's an atheist.
他也是哥廷根大学的一个学者。
He is the University of Göttingen.
那他专门的研究这个圣经，研究所有关于耶稣基督的这些事情，然后他就得出来一个结论。
So he, after researching on all these matters surrounding Jesus, he comes to a conclusion.
他说我们可以认定彼得与其他门徒确实在耶稣死后经历过耶稣向他们以复活的基督的身份出现。
His conclusion is that it may be taken as historically certain that Peter and the disciples had experiences after Jesus' death in which Jesus appeared to them as the risen Christ.
耶稣基督这个坟墓到底为什么空了？
So why is Jesus' tomb empty?
无外乎几种解释。
There are a few possible explanations.
一个埋错地方。
One, he was buried in the wrong place.
不是埋在约瑟的那个坟墓里面。
That he wasn't in Joseph's tomb.
是埋在这些的罪这个罪人钉十字架的罪人的那个公墓啊，一个乱葬岗那个地方去。
But he may have been buried together with all the other criminals in this public burial ground.
但是显然不会是这样子。
But yet it's not to be the case.
因为当时基督的信仰被众人敌视，如果要是门徒用这样一个埋错的地方，然后说，哎，你看这个坟墓空了，立刻就有人指出来，原来埋在一个地方，甚至可以挖出来给大家看耶稣基督的尸首。
Given how strong the sentiment is against this budding Christian belief, if the disciples were to use this as a reason, they can be very quickly pointed out that they made a mistake, and this is just an excuse.
在初代教会新约的时期，还有一种流行的讲法，这是犹太人他们创造出来的。
There was a saying in the age of the early church, and the saying was conjured by the Jews of the time.
他们也承认耶稣基督坟墓空了，他们怎么说呢？说是耶稣的门徒把耶稣的尸首偷走了。
They do acknowledge that the tomb is empty, but they say that the tomb is empty because the disciples of Christ have stolen the body.
买通了罗马的兵丁来做这个假见证，说这件事情。
That they have bribed the Roman soldiers to be able to carry out such an effort.
但是这个讲法完全也说不通。
But yet the saying is also unreasonable.
而且我可以告诉弟兄姊妹们，直到今天那些犹太教的那些学者，虽然他们不信新约，不信耶稣基督是弥赛亚。也没有人再去讲这样的一个所谓耶稣门徒把尸首偷走这样一种讲法了。
I can tell you today that even though the Jewish scholars do not still believe that Jesus is the Messiah or about the resurrection, but they no longer speak about the disciples stealing Jesus' body.
还有另外的无外乎就是说耶稣没有真正的死。
And the other reason or the other explanation is that Jesus actually did not die.
所以当然他也不是真正的复活。
And so he did not actually resurrect.
但是大家想想也知道。
But as we know,
如果是从十字架上下来，却没有死，奄奄一息，遍体鳞伤的这样一个人。
Even if he wasn't dead on the cross, by the time he was removed from the cross, he is already on his very last breath.
被布缠裹起来。
And with all the injuries that he suffers on his body and when wrapped in the burial cloth,
再用几十斤的香料从头到脚都给他包住。
That if he was again covered in incense and fragrance,
摆到那个冰冷的坟墓里面。
That he was to be placed in a cold tomb,
然后再被那么大的一个大石头，这个石头门滚起来，把这个洞口封住。
And if the entrance to the tomb is sealed by this massive rock,
他怎么出得来
？How does he come out of the tomb？
所以今天。也没有人相信这样一种讲法。
So this particular explanation has also fallen out of favor.
最关键的就是我们看耶稣基督他的这些门徒生命的改变。
Something critical that we can observe is the life change that these disciples underwent.
很简单，如果要是真的是他们编谎言的话。
The reason is quite simple, is that if they did conjure up these lies,
他们不会去为自己编的这样一个谎言去死。
They are not going to die for the lie that they have come up with.
如果他们轻信别人的谎言，他们为这个去死，这有可能。
If they believed in the lies of others, perhaps they would die for that lie.
李老师很多的徒弟曾经做过这个事情。
李老师，
这个。
There's a
李洪志算好的，这个解释。
Okay, there is a false teacher whose disciples would die for his false teachings.
但是没有人为自己编的这样一个谎言，自己编谎言都是骗别人，自己得利益，对不对啊？
But who's going to try to die and try to gain something out of the lie?
那门徒自己编的谎言，然后一个一个都为主殉道，整个生命被翻转过来，然后为这个去死，怎么可能呢？
How then is it possible that each and every disciple would come out with this lie and yet be a martyr for the lie and yet their lives are turned over?
本来三次不认主的彼得
with Peter, for example, he denied Christ three times.
复活的主向他显现以后
after the Lord who was resurrected appeared to him,
放胆为主传道
he boldly proclaimed the gospel.
在罗马倒钉十字架为主殉道
That he was crucified upside down.
最有意思的就是那个多疑的多马。
Or Thomas who doubted.
这很多疑啊，门徒跟他说了他不相信。
He was very skeptical, even cynical, because he was told many times by the disciples about who they saw.
我把手探入他的枪伤，探入他的肋旁，你说多残忍啊！
Just to say, well, I will believe if I'm able to put my finger in his wrist.
主怜悯他，向他显现。
The Lord had mercy on Thomas and appeared to him.
啊，多马有一个伟大的宣告，大家知道他怎么说的？还记得吧
？And Thomas has a wonderful, bold proclamation. Do you remember what it was?
我的主，我的神。
My Lord and my God.
从那以后，多马的生命彻底被翻转了。
From that moment, we see that there is a turning upside down, of Thomas.
不再是一个多余小信的人。
That he's no longer one with little faith or with many doubts.
他传福音，教会历史记载，他传福音走得最远。
He in fact, by church history, is the one who traveled the furthest with the gospel.
有人说他传福音一直进入到中国的境内，这个我们没有考据，不敢这样说。
And so, this is not archaeologically confirmed, so we dare not say that indeed he did go into China.
但是多马把福音带掉了印度。
But it's clear that Apostle Thomas did bring the gospel into India.
因为在亚历山大大帝的时候，就曾经一直打到印度。
And so in the days of Alexander the Great, they had battles that went all the way to India.
那时候人是可以 travel 旅行这么远的。
And so we know that at that time roads are already opened up as far as India.
我在神学院读书的时候，我是唯一的一个中国人，还有唯一的一个印度的一个神学生，我们两个人同学。
So when I was in seminary studies, in among our classmates, I was the only Chinese, and there was the one and only Indian.
是他亲口跟我讲，他说在我们印度有很多很古老的教堂都成为废墟的教堂，叫 Saint Thomas Church, 就纪念这位把福音带到我们印度的多马。
So he tells me that in India there are many very old churches and many of them are now in ruins, but their name carries the name of Thomas.
我们所信的绝不是枉然。
What we believe is not in vain.
耶稣基督真的复活了。
Jesus Christ indeed is risen.
如果你说你讲的都是圣经里的证据，门徒的这个有没有圣经外面有证据呢？有的。
So if we have the intra-biblical evidence, do we have the extra-biblical evidence?
这位约瑟夫
Titus Josephus
他是跟耶稣基督基本上算是同时代的人。
So he is a contemporary to Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督钉十字架没有几年，斯蒂夫没有几年，约瑟夫就出生。
We know that after just within a few years of Christ's death,
很多耶稣基督死里复活的见证人当时都还活着。
Josephus was born, and there were many who had witnessed Jesus were still alive.
之后70年, 犹太人起义,
and so there was an insurrection carried out by Jews in AD 70.
罗马的提多将军, 提多太子, 带兵攻入耶路撒冷,
and Jerusalem was sacked by the Romans.
啊, 整个圣殿毁掉,
the temple in Jerusalem was destroyed.
犹太人被分到四处,
and the Jews were scattered all over the known world.
国家是彻底的亡国了。
The nation of Israel was done.
约瑟夫当时是起兵当中的一员。
So Josephus was one, was part of the insurrection.
成为罗马人的战俘和奴隶。
And he became he was captured by the Romans.
那么他呢是一个学者, 所以在罗马人的要求之下, 他就来写了一个犹太的这个古史, Antiquities of the Jews.
But because he was also a scholar, he was employed by, told by the Romans to write this particular history called the Antiquities of the Jews.
那他写的这个犹太古史呢, 是非常有权威性的一个犹太人的历史, 从上古一直写到当代。
This particular writing is of great, is a very authoritative writing.
在写到当代历史的时候呢, 我们知道对历史学家来说, 越写当代历史呢, 你越要小心。 就对历史学家来说, 是当代的历史呢, 是要非常小心的。
And so for a historian, one of the major principles is that whatever you write of the present day, you have to be very careful about it.
因为你根本不可能编。
Because you're not able to make something up.
你写上古的事情,
if you're writing of things of years past,
什么龙啊, 这个打了那个打, 反正也没有人见证, 看到了, 对不对, 你就写吧。
Because there are no witnesses, so you could write something, whatever you want to write.
但是这些人都还活着呀。
But there are, when there are witnesses who are still alive,
这些当代史, 你就老老实实地写。
Then you have to write something that is to reality.
而且以他历史学家的严谨来说，他也不可能随便去乱编。
And at the same time, with the integrity of the historian, he's also not going to make things up.
他作为一个犹太教徒，作为罗马人的俘虏战俘，他完全没有任何理由替基督教去瞎编。
As a captive of the Roman, as a Jewish scholar, in fact, he has no incentive to write something that is in favor of Christianity.
但是这个人老老实实的在犹太故事里面写到说有一个人叫耶稣。
But in the Antiquities of the Jews, Josephus recorded that there is this person named Jesus.
他自称是弥赛亚。
He claims that he is the Messiah.
就在前不久他来到世上学很多的神迹。
That he did in recent years come onto earth and has performed many miracles.
被罗马巡抚比拉多钉到十字架上。
That he was crucified under Pontius Pilate.
第三天他复活了,
and on the third day, he is resurrected.
很多人跟随他,
there were many people who followed him.
他的门徒四处传道,
and his disciples went about proclaiming this news.
他就老老实实地把这段历史,当代的历史记载在他所写的这个史学著作当中。
So Josephus wrote this in very clear terms in the Antiquities of the Jews.
如果没有死人复活,
if there is no resurrection of the dead,
那么不然我们所信的是枉然, 我们所传的也是枉然,
not only what we believe is vain, then what we proclaim is also false.
我们这些人是成为为神枉作见证的,
that we will be bearing false testimony of God.
我们所信的这个神, 是一个虚无缥缈的神,
that our God is someone who is just ephemeral.
我们的这个信仰, 是一个根本不合乎理性的这样的一个信仰,
that our faith has no rational grounds.
哪里会有死人复活呢?
How can there be a dead person who comes back alive?
从来没有人见过的。
No one has ever seen that before.
我们传的是个谎言呢。
Then we would have proclaimed a lie.
居然各地有这么多这么多的教堂。
And yet there are so many churches all around the world.
这么多人在敬拜这一位的神。
And that there are all these worshippers who are worshipping this God.
他不单是全知全能全善全在全爱的神,
not only that he is love and his omnipresent, omniscient, and he is of all holy,
而且他是公义正直,
that he is righteous
在他没有任何的诡诈，没有任何的黑暗。
That there is no turning of shadows, there's no darkness, there's no schemes in him.
那我们信靠的这样一位主，居然却让我们去传这么一个假话。
Then of such a God, would we actually be, would we even dare to venture into, proclaiming falsehood about him?
可事实却正好相反。
And yet reality, we see that it is the opposite.
就是因为耶稣基督的复活
exactly because of the resurrection of Jesus,
他的死里复活的大恩能活化在我们每个人的身上
that his resurrection power is now transformed and is alive in us,
我们为他做的见证是一个又真又活的见证
that the testimony we bear of him is a true living testimony
所以今天常常有人这样讲
and so today there are many times we might say this
我们不用去求那些的神迹奇事 signs and wonders.
We do not have to go appeal for signs and wonders.
每个基督徒都能行神迹。
That in fact every Christian can live out a sign and wonder.
其实每个基督徒就是一个神迹。
Because every Christian is a miracle.
你想一想。
If we think about it.
像你像我。
Like you, like me.
像我们这么骄傲、自私、心中充满了苦毒、充满了各种邪念这么一个人。
For us who are so proud, who are so keen on evil with evil thoughts,
当我们信靠了主耶稣基督以后
after we believe in Christ,
我们不是真是死里活过来一样吗
Isn't it as if we've come back from the dead?
就生命整个的改变翻转了
That my life has been turned upside down 180,
好像就像当年的使徒们一样
as if the apostlesOn disciples of the early times,
我们都在见证基督死里复活的大能
that we are witnessing the living power of a resurrected Christ.
像这里说，我们是为神枉做见证的。如果没有死人复活，这个见证 witness.
So if there is no resurrection of the dead, then our witness.
那这个词呢很有意思。
This term witness is quite interesting.
在使徒行传一章第八节。
First Corinthians chapter 1 verse 8.
对不起，使徒行传。
Acts chapter 1 verse 8.
在那里主耶稣说，你们要直到地极做我的见证。
That you are to be a witness for me to the ends of the earth.
那那个地方那个见证，或者说翻译成见证人。
So it could be the person or the actual testimony.
那希腊人原文叫 martyrel.
So in Greek is martyrel.
它是什么意思呢？就是殉道者。
What does it actually mean? It actually has related to the word martyr.
就是今天，哎，今天我们英文 martyr 这个词就从这里来了。
And so our English word martyr does come from this original word for witness.
所以我们每一个人也不需要，可能现在这个社会发展到我们活着的时候，也许我们会面对要为主殉道那天，我们也不知道。
So with the way that society is developing now, perhaps we literally will have to.Face up to the prospect of a literal death, of becoming a martyr for Christ.
但是每个人不需要真正殉道才做主的见证。
Yet at the same time, we don't have to, in a sense, literally lose our lives to be a witness for God.
当我们这个旧生命被钉死的时候
，that when our old life, old self is crucified.
当我们这个新生命活出来的时候
，that when we live out this new life,
我们已经是在成为主一个活生生的一个复活的见证。
That we are a living example of someone who is of a resurrected life.
这是昨天的照片。
This is a picture from yesterday.
这是我们在凯瑞堂。
This is at where Carrie, CGMC Carrie is.
有五位弟兄姊妹，一个大人，四个青少年。
So we see that we have four youth and an adult.
受浸归入主名。
They committed themselves and were baptized in the name of the Lord.
也包括我的儿子。
Including my son.
这是其中一位弟兄，这个做完见证以后，大家一起照相。
This is a group picture of one of our brothers who was baptized.
这还有这个全体的合影，这我怎么也当落不下来，摆其中几张有的给大家看。
And so I wasn't able to download the full group picture, so I'm showing you what I could download.
今天中午我们德恩堂这边也有三位弟兄姊妹将要受浸归主。
This afternoon we are going to witness the baptism of three more brothers and sisters.
我们好感谢神。
We thank the Lord from the bottom of our hearts.
这每一个活生生的改变。
that these are all living examples of change.
就是死里复活的神迹。
And that is the miracle of coming back alive from the dead.
如果没有死人复活，我们仍然在罪里。
If there is no resurrection, then we're still in our sins.
就是在基督里睡了的人也灭亡了。
Even for those who have fallen asleep, they too will have perished.
所有其他的信仰。
All other faiths.
他们的救主，他们的教主，最后都死掉了。
All the leaders of these beliefs, they are dead.
你信靠你的这个教主呢？
The leader that you believe in.
啊，他会给你描述一幅图画，未来的天堂呀，未来的这个景象啊，等等。
Such a leader will describe for you what is coming in terms of, let's say, heaven.
但是这个教主带头告诉我们一件事情。
But yet, for us, the leader of our belief tells us this.
人死了以后就没有希望了。
Other leaders would have told their disciples that when you die, there is no hope after you die.
但是我们基督教的信仰恰恰相反。
But for our Christian faith, something very different.
耶稣基督出来传道的时候呢，他一共只传了三年半的时间。
We see that Jesus' ministry lasted 3.5 years.
然后你看跟随他的就是打鱼的呀，税吏呀这些人。
And his followers are made out of people such as fishermen or tax collectors.
在当时社会地位非常的低。
They belong to the lowest rung of society.
不是有很多人曾经聚集来听耶稣的讲道。
And indeed, there are many who gathered to listen to his preaching.
然后耶稣说：“你们来找我吃饼得饱。”好，很多人还给轰走了。
Jesus even said to those who came only for the actual bread, they left.
哎呀，这话甚难，谁能信呢？这门徒都替他着急。
Because of the words that Jesus said, and some of these followers said, wow, these are hard things, who can believe? And the other disciples were quite anxious for him.
最糟糕的是最后他钉死十字架。
And the worst is they saw that this leader was crucified.
罪人当中的最低。
That he will be crucified in a way that belongs, in a punishment that belongs to the worst of criminals.
门徒信心软弱跑了。
And with the lack of faith, the disciples dispersed.
耶稣基督穿三年半，最后死了，这个信仰就完了嘛。
After 3.5 years with Jesus dead, it could be the end of this belief.
但是不是。
But that's not the case.
真的像耶稣基督所讲预言一样。
Exactly as what Jesus said.
信他人做的比他的事情更大。
That those who believe in him would do things greater than what he has done.
当然都是耶稣基督在我们里面做成的了。
For sure, it is with Christ in us doing great work.
他的门徒们在一代人的时间里面把福音传遍亚洲、非洲、欧洲，传遍传到亚洲、非洲、欧洲。
But we see that within one generation, the gospel reached the continents.
在这样的逼迫的底下
，under heavy persecution，
这个福音反而越来越兴旺。
But we see that the gospel was stirred into flame.
多少人的生命被翻转了？
How many people had their lives turned upside down and 180?
原来活在罪里。
Previously, they were living in sin.
是自我为中心的生命。
Was a self-centered life.
我每次想到这个福音传到我们这一代。
Whenever I think of how the gospel has reached our generation.
真是好感恩。
I'm filled with thanksgiving.
就是刚才我摆出来我也给我儿子受洗的这个照片。
And so,Earlier, that's one reason why I showed the picture of my son getting baptized.
只是为了想做一个见证。
It's for testimony.
我们夫妻多次的说。
That my wife and I, we've often said this.
如果没有信主。
If we have not believed in the Lord.
如果我们活在那个老我当中。
If we live in our old self.
我们的这个婚姻早就完了。
Our marriage would have collapsed.
不可能像现在有这样一个美满的婚姻、美满的家庭。
There's no way we're going to have this wholesome marriage, wholesome family life.
神在我们生命当中那个祝福真的是数算不尽。
That what the Lord has blessed us with, the blessings we can number, they're just infinite.
相信我们很多的弟兄姐妹们，大家都能够做这样的见证，对吧
？I believe that many of our brothers and sisters, we can bear such a testimony.
有一次，就我跟我太太又吵架。
There was once, my wife and I we quarreled.
前不久的事情。
This actually quite recent.
她吵几句，我吵几句。
She said some words, I said some words.
啊，那要是在以前刚结婚的时候，还没有信主的时候，那就简直是天翻地覆了，天下大乱了。
Before 还没有结婚，
结婚以前，刚结婚的时候。
Even in our honeymoon days of our marriage or our wedding, this particular crossfire of words would have tossed the upheaval of heaven and earth.
然后回过头来
，But now thinking back,
我就说这个跟我吵架，太太吵完架，然后就回过头来没几分钟啊。
Oh, this is now after we have crossed words. After a few minutes,
然后我就突然，这个绝对不是来自这个人的自我能够有的这种念头。这一定是来自圣灵的。我突然就在想，感谢主啊
！All of a sudden, this thought of "Thank you, Lord" came into my mind, and I know that this cannot come from a self-perceiving human way of thinking, but has to be from the Spirit.
我太太跟我还能吵架
？That my wife and I, we could in fact still quarrel.
我们俩还能算是拌嘴
？That we could still have an exchange of words.
挺有意思的嘛
？This is quite interesting.
生什么气呢？
But what's there to be angry about?
你再我再给弟兄姊妹做一个见证。有时候我跟我太太这个吵完架呢，然后回过头去就忙别的事啊，接电话啊等等。
So perhaps we would leave, be apart from one another for a little bit after the quarrel, and we're busy with our own things.
然后有时候一放下电话，这个事工一繁忙的时候呢，把刚才吵架的事就忘了。
It's possible that I would actually forget about the fact that we had just quarreled because I was on the phone and we were busy with other ministry tasks.
然后一看我太太又开始跟她讲肉麻话。
I see my wife and all of a sudden I would offer her some mushy words.
哈哈哈哈哈。然后这个还要拥抱啊还是什么？然后突然想到不对呀。
I was like, all right, I want to give my wife a hug, and yet in that moment, I thought, wait, something's off.
刚才吵架来的。
We just had a quarrel.
现在还是应该在一种战斗的这样的一个这个状态当中啊。
Probably we normally we would have still been in a combative mode.
但是你根本战斗不起来，你知道吗
？But something prevents that stirring up of a combat mode.
就是的。
Brothers and sisters,
他神在我们里面的这个生命
，the life that is in us，
越来越活化出来的时候
，when it's lived out more and more，
你里面只有感恩
，what we can have is to give thanks。
如果没有死人复活
，if there's no resurrection of the dead，
我们就算比众人更可怜
，then we are of all people the most pitiable。
那神给我们不单是今生的这些的美好，这些的福气，我们今生都能够享受
，because。Indeed, God has given us much to much blessings to enjoy now, but He's not only given us that.
我们还有一个更加美好的一个永远的盼望。
There's something that is far better, and that is the hope of eternity.
哪怕在这个世上有许许多多的艰难
，Even if we have many difficulties right now.
哪怕在这个世界上有贫穷有疾病
，Even if we have poverty or sickness.
有痛苦有征战
，Or pain or wars.
被人拒绝，被人敌视
，or we're people hate us, or we're rejected by others.
但是因着我们主复活，有一天我们要与他一同复活。
But because our Lord is resurrected, so too will come alive because of Him.
主耶稣要接我们到荣耀里面。
That Jesus is going to receive us into glory.
今世得百倍，来世得永生。
That we may receive blessings of 100-fold now.But when it comes to eternity, it is in fact eternal.
基督的复活是我们人生的终极盼望。
So the resurrection of Christ is our ultimate hope.
愿我们每个人来思想。
May it be that we will come and ponder.
复活这件事情对你个人是不是很重要
？Is the resurrection of Christ of prime importance to you?
我也曾经听到有基督徒说。
I've heard of Christians who say this.
信耶稣只要今世得平安就好。
If I believe in Christ, as long as I have peace in the now, that will be enough.
只要军事夫妻不吵架，或者吵架很快和好就好。
As long as perhaps we don't have any quarrels with my spouse, or that we could very quickly recover the love, then that would be enough.
未来天堂到底怎么回事？不知道也不关心。
We may not know about what's going to happen for a future heaven. It doesn't also concern me.
No, no, no.
这不是这样的。
如果没有复活
，If there is no resurrection,
我们没有真正的盼望。
There is no actual tangible hope.
我们的信仰就是空的。
Our belief is in fact hollow.
而复活与十字架有极其密切的关系。
The resurrection is intimately tied to the cross.
感谢我们诗班的信使。
We thank the song presentation by the choir.
在复活节的时候，我们高举救主的十字架。
That we lift up high the cross of our Christ.
耶稣基督每一次跟门徒讲到十字架的时候，都讲自己的复活。
Whenever Jesus Christ speaks to his disciples, he will mention the cross.
不死就不能活。
That if there's no death, there will be no life.
门徒不懂这个道理。
At that time, the disciples had no idea what Jesus was saying.
愿今天我们懂得与主一定要同钉、同埋葬，才能同复活。
But today we understand that we are to be crucified with Christ, to be buried with Christ, and so come again to life with Christ.
让我们明白，在今天这个世界上，所谓立身至上，有严重的误区。
Let us remember that even though there is a propelling of rationalism, but this such rationalism has its blind spots.
无神论才是一个真正的谎言。
That atheism is in fact the true lie.
有人不高兴说你们有复活节、有感恩节、有圣诞节，都是基督教的信仰。
There might be people who are opposed to, let's say, Christmas or Easter, even Thanksgiving, thinking that these are Christian festivities.
告到法庭上。
They would bring this to the courts as a lawsuit.
法官说：“你们无神论也有自己的节日。
”The judge has also given a verdict to say that even you atheists, you have your own festivals.
四月一号
，the first of April.
所以圣经说，愚顽的人说没有神。
Because in Scripture it is said that the fool denies God.
我们的理性太骄傲了。
There is such pride and arrogance in our rationale.
既然说从来没有见过复活，就没有人复活。
That we would simply say just because someone has never seen the resurrection, there is no resurrection.
曾经我们认为童女不可能怀孕。
There was a period of time where perhaps people thought that a virgin cannot bear a child.
现在我们人类的科技都能够做到。
And yet there is some, it is now possible through technology.
最后这个礼拜让我们一起背诵，我们若靠基督，实在今生有指望，就算比众人更可怜。
So we have a memory verse for this week. It is 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 19. And that is, if only for this life we have hope in Christ, we are to be pitied more than all men.
我们一起低头祷告。
Let's bow our heads, let us pray.
最亲爱的主耶稣，我们同心来到你面前。
Our dearest Jesus, we come together with one heart.
感谢你为我们死里复活。
We thank you that you come back alive from the dead.
纵然现在的世代艰难。
That even though we have a very challenging days ahead.
像美国这样一个以基督教信仰立国的国家也人心不古。
With America, which has Christian principles in its foundings, you see that people's hearts are grown cold and drawn away.
各种各样敌视基督信仰的教义学说甚嚣尘上。
That we have seen this rise in other forms of philosophies and doctrines that are against you, God.
主啊，但愿我们勇敢地说，基督复活了。
But help us to be bold and courageous to proclaim Jesus is alive.
我们愿永远传扬这一位为我们复活的主他大爱的好消息。
That will proclaim eternally this Lord who has come back to life for us, that this is the good news.
愿更多的人能够来认识归向你。
That more people will return and come to believe in you.
得到你复活的生命。
To receive this living life.
得到一个崭新的生命。
A brand new life.
今世得百倍，来世得永生。
That in this life it is a hundredfold, and for eternity it is infinite.
就是施恩与我们的教会同在。
The Lord, may you have mercy be with your church.
也特别与我们即将受浸归入主名的三位弟兄姊妹同在。
The present for the three brothers and sisters who are going to be baptized.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
By the name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.